What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. We are almost finished with the month of May, and it's unofficially summertime. I cannot believe, and I don't have kids, and I'm not saying that's the part I can't believe, but May 28th, that means, from what I'm seeing online, kids are getting out of school already. And if they're not done with school, they're about to be. And for those of you who are parents, and I'm assuming that's a lot of you in this audience, you got to be thinking, oh, no, because you like the kids in school. It frees you up for a little bit, and now you got to find something for them to do. And I just cannot believe that the school year went so quickly. Now, again, I don't have kids. I'm not involved in any schools or the school schedule or the school year whatsoever. But it feels to me, probably not to you, but it feels to me like school just started. I remember, oh, everybody's going back to school and traffic starts up. And now school is already ending? So good luck to those of you who have kids. And that would be a lot of you. The majority of you know about your kids. Maybe some of you don't know about your kids. And I am sure your schedule during the real summer, because this is the unofficial start to summer, is going to be very busy. Hopefully it will include a parade. I don't know where that parade will be, but I'm talking about a Florida Panthers parade. I know after the other night and yesterday I came on here and I was just like not in the best of moods, solely because I was at the arena for game four. I was expecting to celebrate with everybody. I was expecting to see all the graphics and the confetti, just all of that, that the Florida Panthers are going back to the Stanley Cup final for the third consecutive year. That did not happen on Monday night. Will it happen this evening? If it does, there won't be any confetti. There won't be any celebrating on the scoreboard because that game tonight is in Raleigh. And it's a game that I will be discussing in just a little bit. You got to enjoy all these hockey discussions right now because before you know it, the Miami Dolphins, they'll have their training camp going on. And then Dolphins fans will have hope and then they'll have a lot of disappointment, and then they'll be calling for Greer and McDaniel to be fired and trades and all of that. And just away with football season, we will go. All of that drama and just watching games, of course, I enjoy every single minute of it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if the Miami Dolphins actually do something, it'll be even more fun. But we've seen decent regular seasons before. We've seen Dolphins fans get excited. And then comes the wild card round, and that's it. Then it goes to 25 years without a playoff win, 26 years without a playoff win. I do not want that to be the case. I want everyone here to be happy with all of our sports teams. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Maybe the Dolphins will have some part of that change moving forward. You can only hope. I'm just glad I don't have to sit here and solely discuss that right now. I'm very thankful for that. Some people, all they could do is talk football. They don't even know anything about hockey or any other sport or baseball, nothing. It's just football, 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 football. And that will become the main focus. I will be hyped up for that. But we don't have football games for another 3+ months. I much prefer that as the winter sports are coming to a close, that would be the NHL and the NBA, and I know the heat season got closed out a while ago, but the hockey season hasn't been closed out yet, and I hope it's not for another month. I'm very thankful that the Florida Panthers are in the mix, and I can come on these airwaves Monday through Friday, except for tomorrow. I won't be with you guys tomorrow, but I'm glad that when I am with you right now, we get to talk about a fantastic run that is still happening. We've had great runs in South Florida before, the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat actually had two runs since 2020. This is the third straight Panthers run the Heat bubble 2020 COVID year. Nobody likes to think about all that, but they were amazing. And then 3 years later, taking on the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals 2023. I was there in the arena in Denver and in Miami. It was great. I mean, the result wasn't great, but still, to be in the NBA Finals, come on. The Florida Panthers, this will be three straight times in the Stanley Cup Final, but they're not there yet. Maybe tonight will be clinchmas. It could be. Third straight conference championship. All they got to do is do something they've already done twice, and that is go into Carolina and win. They've already done it twice this series, so just make it three times tonight. And then when I join you guys on Friday, I will be just hours away from heading to Medellin for a few days for the break before the Stanley Cup Final, instead of a few hours later headed to the Emirates Bank Arena to watch Game 6. It's like I want to be there, but I don't want to be there. If the Panthers win tonight and you tune in tomorrow because you forget what I'm telling you right now, I will not be here tomorrow. I have a scheduled day off tomorrow. I'll be back with you on Friday. Tomorrow, as you'll see on my Instagram, I do post other things on my IG than just winners from the Hard Rock Bet app, which yesterday, a fantastic day. My close friends are really enjoying all of the action. I don't win everything. Nobody's going to ever win everything, but I win a lot. And if you want to be a close friend, just send me a DM on Instagram and I'll send you all the details. But tomorrow, as you'll see on my IG, I am headed early tomorrow morning, like around 7 a.m., I'm headed from Miami to Dallas, flying to Dallas. American Airlines is going to be showing off something that I was invited to. I'll be there for about 3 or 4 hours, and then I'm going back to the airport at DFW and flying back to Miami, and I'll land tomorrow around 6:45 p.m. So it's a quick day trip to Dallas, an invitation from American Airlines, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'll post some pictures for those of you who are into aviation and flying and all of that. That's what aviation is, and the airlines. Just go to my Instagram, and I'll have some pretty cool posts tomorrow with what I'm doing. I fly all the time, so I'm really into certain planes and amenities and lounges and airports and all sorts of stuff. I did think, though, about staying in Dallas tomorrow night, and I really have not ruled it out. I want to see what happens tonight with the Panthers first, because tomorrow night in Dallas is Game 5, the Oilers and the Stars. So I thought to myself, I'm already going to be there, but then I got to pack a bag, and then I'd have to wake up really early Friday morning to catch like a 5:15 a.m. flights. So I don't think I'm going to do that. If it was 2-2, maybe, but 3-1, thought about doing a little advanced scouting so I can come on here and break down the Oilers for you like you haven't seen them in a long time. That would be Panthers-Oilers rematch. That would be some epic hockey. The way last year went, it's just a mission to get to Edmonton. I tried to get there last year, and one flight delay. Thankfully, I was still in my house in Miami, and I saw the flight was already going to be delayed, and I would miss the connection, and I never even went to the airport. If that delay happened somewhere else, I would have been like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do here? Just fly back? But I never had to leave my house. Right now, I'm already prepared, and I'm prepared early, at least for a Game 7. I've got my round-trip ticket. I've got everything all handled if it's Panthers-Oilers and they go 7 games. But look, the Oilers, they're up 3-1. The Panthers, they're up 3-1. Still got to close it out. And closing it out is never easy. Okay, I have a lot to get to this hour. I got many things in front of me. I'm not even having an energy drink right now because I feel better than I did yesterday. It's game night. It's hockey night. Hockey night in Raleigh. That doesn't sound as exciting as hockey night in South Florida. I hope our next hockey night in South Florida isn't for another, 2 weeks. We'll see about that. Okay, so I got all these papers in front of me. I got screens. I got a lot of things to get to, but I can't get to any of it until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I want to be very clear about something. Sometimes I'll get messages, emails, Andy, you said this, you sound like this. So sometimes I like to say, let me be clear. No matter what comes out of my mouth this hour or yesterday or even tomorrow, although tomorrow it might be a moot point, the thing I want to be clear about is the Florida Panthers, they are going to win this series against the Carolina Hurricanes. So no matter what my attitude is, no matter how my personality is, no matter what I say the rest of this hour, just remember one thing and always go back to this. If you think I'm doubting it, go back to this. The Florida Panthers will win this Eastern Conference Final Series against the Carolina Hurricanes. Period. And it's because this Panthers team is so deep. They're so well coached. And they have great goaltending from Bob. They've got too much talent. They are not going to blow a 3-0 series lead against the Carolina Hurricanes or really anybody. And don't come at me, well, look at last year against Edmonton. You know what? They won the Stanley Cup. I remember watching a parade in the rain on A1A. On television, I watched it. That's what I recall. They are not losing this series to Carolina. They lost one game. Could they lose tonight? Yeah, they could lose tonight. They are not losing this series. They're not going to blow that lead and lose and not go to the Stanley Cup final. They will win this series. The only question I have is when will it be won? Will they win it tonight in Carolina, or will they win it Friday night in Sunrise? Or would it really take until Sunday night in Raleigh? I don't think so, but they're going to win this series. I love being in buildings when historic things happen. And I make it a huge part of the show. I went to Toronto for Game 7. I had to be there. The Panthers won. I've been traveling to games for years now. When there's an important game and a South Florida team is involved, I want to be there. Traveling around is part of my life and it's part of this program. You guys come up to me and you want to talk more about traveling than sports, and that's totally fine. If you want to talk sports, that's fine. If you want to talk food, that's fine. If you want to talk girls, that's totally fine. I'd much rather prefer that. And I say all of that because I'm doing the show today from South Florida. I didn't go to Carolina today. Now, I'm not saying the Panthers are not going to win tonight. Like, no way, they can't win tonight. I'm just being real with all of you. You know, on this show, I'm always all about honesty. If I had a really good feeling, if I thought for sure, look, they're going there tonight and they're winning, I would be in that building. I would have taken a flight. This morning, I would have landed in Raleigh, and I would be there. But I'm here in South Florida. That's not to say the Panthers can't win because I'm not there. I'm just trying to show you how I feel about tonight's game. I think tonight's game is sort of up in the air, but leaning more towards Carolina. And that's because Carolina is going to show pride. They're going to show fight tonight. It's in their building. We know Bob was spectacular in game four. Is he going to be able to be as spectacular as he was Monday night? Is he going to be able to do that tonight? The exact same level, because he was amazing. It's just that the Panthers couldn't score. Now, I don't want people to think I'm trying to jinx the team. Believe me, I would love nothing more than for the Panthers' next home game to be game three of the Stanley Cup final. That would be awesome. I already have a ticket to go to Medellin Friday after the show. I want to use that ticket. Tomorrow I got my thing going on in Dallas for the day. I'm back. I want to use that ticket. I want to be on that plane Friday night, headed for a nice week-long break. I'll still do the show from Medellin, but that's where I want to go. That's what I want to do. And that's what I'm rooting for. I hope the Panthers win tonight. I don't want them to lose so I can come on here Friday. Reminder, I'm off tomorrow. And be like, I told you so. No, I don't want that. I just didn't go to Raleigh because it just feels like Carolina is going to go all out and they're at home. I just didn't have a good feeling, and that's why I didn't go. But gosh, I hope the Panthers win tonight. If Bob can play the same exact way he did in game four and the way he has really throughout this series, all the Panthers are going to need to do is score a few goals. I mean, they got none last game. If they could score three, that should be enough. Bob stood on his freaking head in game four. And if he didn't, Carolina, they would have been up 3 or 4-0 midway through the second period. The style of playing game four, it was a lot different from Florida than anything I had seen. And that was probably because the style of play was different from Carolina. The Panthers, they had to do a lot more work, it seemed. Carolina was all over them. And I know there's a mental part to all of this, too. Players, they're not going to admit it because, hey, they're pros. You know, we're supposed to take every game seriously. But we're all humans, too. There's human nature. And when you have one team that's playing for their lives, well, that means you have the other team thinking, all right, well, if we mess up, we got three more chances. Like, the level of desperation, you can't match it. You can't say, oh, well, they're both fighting for the same thing. Yeah, but if the Panthers lose that game, they're still alive. If Carolina loses that game, they're done. They're back in Raleigh, and they're cleaning out their lockers, which maybe they'll be doing tomorrow. So Carolina is going to be so desperate yet again tonight. And because it's in their building, those fans, they're going to be so juiced up. Game one and two, they had nothing to cheer about. Now they found a little something in game four. Going back to what I said about 7 or 8 minutes ago, I want to be clear. I do not think the Florida Panthers are losing this series. It's the complete opposite. I truly 100% believe the Panthers are winning this series. So if they lose tonight, I am worried 0%. And Carolina, even though they're going to be all jonesed up and revved up for tonight's game, I know Paul Maurice had a brutal video session before they flew out to Raleigh yesterday. And he called out some players, said that some guys were playing a little soft. It's not a characteristic of this Panthers team. So I am sure they are going to correct a lot of the errors that they saw on video after game four, and we're going to see a much better performance for sure by this Panthers team. Any single opportunity you get to end the game with a handshake line, you got to take advantage of it. I mean, look, we don't have to think too far back to remember when they effed around and nearly found out in last year's Stanley Cup final where they went up 3-0 and then lost three straight. Thankfully, Game 7 was in their building in Sunrise, and the Florida Panthers hoisted the Stanley Cup. But after nearly blowing that last year, if you have the opportunity to shake hands after the game is over, you got to get it done. They didn't get it done in Game 4. They absolutely can get it done tonight. And if they don't, they'll get it done Friday night in Sunrise. How do the Florida Panthers win tonight? Well, they've beaten Carolina 3 out of 4 games in this series. They've beaten Carolina in their building twice, and they've only played there twice. Tonight will be the third time of this series that they'll play in Raleigh. What do the Florida Panthers have to do? I think a key for the Florida Panthers tonight, like one of my keys to the game, would be, let's say, Matthew Tkachuk having a huge goal-scoring night against the Hurricanes. Matthew Tkachuk showed up to Game 4 wearing all black funeral attire. That's what he was wearing. How about making that happen after the game tonight? Barkov was great in Game 3. We know Reinhardt is hurt. We know Verhaeghe has been incredible come playoff time. Like every single year, maybe he can get something going. The Florida Panthers have Brad Marchand. He's got a lot of experience. We know what Sam Bennett brings to the ice. The guys who are the dudes on this team, you have an opportunity tonight to have a handshake line after the game. Get it done. I'm not there because I don't really have that good of a feeling about tonight, but it doesn't mean the Panthers can't win. Heck, let me go right now to my, not to the airport. Let me go to the Hard Rock Bet app and let me look at the line, because the line, I believe, is pretty close and it can't get much closer. It's a pick 'em, -110 each way. Now you would think with the Florida Panthers having so much firepower, but they do have injuries, the way Bob has been playing, incredible. You would think they win tonight, but Carolina is going to be so desperate yet again after jacking a game in the Panthers building where the Panthers were looking to sweep and celebrate. They're going to be so fired up at home. But remember, the Leafs and their fans, they were fired up for their Game 7, and look what happened. The Panthers ran them out of the building, their own building. And the same thing could happen tonight. But I would love to see Tkachuk show up. I would love to see Barkov have a big game. Let Bob play really well, where if he gives up one or two goals, the Florida Panthers are still going to win. If you have to rely on a shutout from Bob, then you're not doing your job. And if the Panthers do win tonight, is it okay to be festive in the street, whether it's tonight or on Friday night, saying as a Panther fan that your team is going to the Stanley Cup final for the third consecutive season? Look, that is an incredible achievement. Winning the Eastern Conference is not just nothing, like, oh, well, we got to win the cup. No, because you don't know how many more years in a row this group is going to get this far. So enjoy every opportunity you have to celebrate along the way. I am totally for it. If you think back to the Big Three era with the Miami Heat, they won the East 4 times in a row. People were out on Bird Road, 8th Street, all over South Florida celebrating. Celebrate as many times as you can. You don't have to wait all the way until they win the title. It's one of the great parts of having your team go on an incredible run. Enjoy every single minute of it. And I love the fact that we have so many hockey fans now in South Florida. The South Florida community is rallying around this success. You rally around the winning and the personalities in that dressing room. It's what makes sports fun. in today's world, when somebody can get behind something and your neighbor can too, and their neighbor and so on, and the whole community gets behind something and we all believe it's good and we all believe it's fun, we're glad it's happening. Take advantage of that, because there's not that many things nowadays where everybody can get behind in your neighborhood. Plus, if the Panthers do win tonight or Friday, whenever they close out the Hurricanes in this series, which they will do, we don't know that they will win another Stanley Cup, because Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and the same cast of characters may be waiting for them. And they, the Oilers, have home ice advantage this year. Edmonton's up 3-1 on Dallas, and not for hockey reasons, more for travel reasons, that stinks, because it's much more difficult to get to Edmonton. It's a lot longer to get to Edmonton than it is to Dallas, of course. But as far as viewing purposes go, whew, Connor McDavid, the best player in the sport, trying to win his first cup, a rematch against the Florida Panthers. We're not there yet. Edmonton's got to close out Dallas. It's not easy. The Panthers got to close out Carolina. It's not easy. But knowing that that storyline is so close to happening, that rematch, U.S. and Canada, it's so appealing. And based on the fact that they're both up 3-1, it looks like that's what we're going to get. And I know I brought something up the other day. I posted it on my Twitter feed, and I talked about it here on the show. If the Panthers would have won Game 4 on Monday night, they may have been looking at 11 days off. Like 11 full days off before Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. And that schedule is not set in stone yet, but I believe it's pretty easy to figure out. If the Western Conference Final and the Eastern Conference Final both end in 5 games, then I think we're only looking at about 4 or 5 days off. Not a whole lot. If one of them goes 6 games, then it might be an extended break. And a lot of that schedule has to do with the NBA Finals, because as we know, the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final are not going to be played on the same day. And the NBA final schedule, that's already out. It's been posted. I really hope the Panthers get the job done tonight. I go to Dallas tomorrow for an American Airlines event. Come back to Miami tomorrow night. Friday, do the show from here in South Florida. And then go to Medellin for about a week before the Stanley Cup final begins. That would be perfect. And if they don't win tonight, then I'll say hello to some of you Friday night in Sunrise at the Emerant Bank Arena. And hopefully this time they're not out of vanilla ice cream. I talked all about the ice cream. The Panthers were talking about ice cream. I went to go get the ice cream cone with rainbow sprinkles, and they told me all we have left is chocolate. Now, I did wait until the second intermission. Maybe that was my fault. But still, come on. Running out of vanilla ice cream? Come on. That's saying like, oh, yeah, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, the poker room, is going to run out of poker chips. You got to have vanilla ice cream, and you got to have enough poker chips. I love having a lot of chips in front of me, not potato chips, poker chips. And one of the best places to play poker in the entire country is at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. That is the home of my poker tournament, which happens every month. And in June, the guarantee for the Slater Scoops poker tournament will be $50,000, and a whole lot more will be up for grabs. You don't have to wait, though, a few more weeks until my tournament happens. You can go play in a poker tournament tonight. You could watch the game. They got tons of televisions in the poker room. There could be action everywhere. Visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com for all the information. SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. You want to play in a cash game, bonus high hands are being handed out all of the time. I hope to see you very soon, hopefully taking your chips in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. If the Florida Panthers win tonight and go to their third straight Stanley Cup final, I mentioned this before, but should you go out and celebrate? Should you go in the streets and celebrate? Is that acceptable to do? I think it should be. What would happen tonight if people go out there and celebrate? Lieutenant Camacho from the Florida Highway Patrol, I'll ask him that. He joins me next. Here on this Wednesday, Lieutenant Camacho from the Florida Highway Patrol with us on the Andy Slater Show. Game 5 tonight in Carolina. If the Panthers win, they go back to the Stanley Cup Final, third straight year. Lieutenant, if the Panthers do win tonight, is it okay if people want to honk their horns excessively and, I don't know, put flags out of their window and go on the streets to celebrate? Are we okay with that?
I think, you know, as long as it's hopefully not like in a residential area, you know, where there's maybe some people sleeping and hopefully nobody's hanging out the windows of their cars and, you know, doing anything that's kind of dangerous or, you know, I think it's okay to celebrate. Yeah, definitely. I actually had the pleasure of going to one of the Stanley Cup finals games last year. It was pretty cool. The crowd definitely gets into it.
I mean, you guys have some sort of understanding. I know you do here on the airwaves because you just said it. But when I say you guys, the Florida Highway Patrol and all the troopers, you have an understanding. If a local team is winning and they want to celebrate something, you got to be a little lenient, correct?
You got to be compassionate, right? You have to understand that if you have to kind of know when to draw the line, right? And if you have a group of fans celebrating a victory for a local team and you try to come in and try to end the party, you could potentially escalate things, and that's kind of not our job, right? Our job is to de-escalate things. So, again, as long as it's not like, you know, being too excessively loud, especially in areas where, you know, that's kind of frowned upon, mainly, like I said, residential areas. And again, as long as people aren't doing, like, you know, burnouts and stuff in the middle of the street, you know, nothing like that. You know what I mean?
I can't see Panthers fans doing burnouts.
No, I don't know. I've seen it before. You know, I've seen it with the Marlins and the Heat, and I've seen all these things before. And we show up, we support, we make sure everybody's being safe, and we understand the honking of the horns and the pots and the pans in Miami. That's a thing, right? And we get it. And then again, you can't really go in there too hot and heavy and try to, you know, say, hey, stop it right now, because it could make things worse and we don't want that. So again, just being compassionate is the key.
Is there a time? I mean, I'm trying to think about this the other way. Instead of stopping it, is there a part of the Highway Patrol that would maybe like assist and help join it so everybody's safe and can celebrate like that?
Well, I mean, historically, right? It happens in Miami usually on state roads, like Bird Road, for example, is a state road, which falls under our responsibility. And we won't necessarily join it, but we'll kind of just secure it, if you will, right? And just have a presence there. Again, just making sure that, hey, they see us, we know, we understand what they're doing, we understand they're celebrating. We might give it like a time limit where, okay, after, you know, 30 minutes, let's say we're going to start wrapping it up and we'll, you know, start asking people, hey, you know, but mainly it's just in a supportive role, in a high visibility role. And again, making sure everybody's being safe, but I wouldn't say kind of like joining the caravan or the parade. You know what I mean?
Does the dispatcher give score updates to the troopers? Just to, I mean, is it a requisite that a trooper knows what may possibly happen? I think the dispatcher is going to be part of it.
No, actually, I mean, it would be probably helpful, right, or beneficial, especially in a big game like that.
Yeah.
But you kind of just kind of see it, or you know it, or you realize it, because all of a sudden everybody just kind of starts honking their horns, and, you know, the pots and pans come out almost immediately, so you kind of put two and two together pretty quickly.
Lieutenant, we just had Memorial Day weekend, and I saw several stories on the news of fires, just people not paying attention, a bus going into the back of a tanker on 595, and there's video everywhere of the tanker on fire. I think a yacht exploded too, caught on fire. What kind of details or info can you give us about what went on Memorial Day weekend?
I don't have much info on the incident in Broward with the tanker. I know, obviously, pretty scary stuff when you have two big commercial vehicles colliding like that. It's always a potential for it to end kind of catastrophic, as it did. I know the one in Miami, there was a yacht that kind of had a internal like engine explosion, some kind of issue with gases in the engine compartment. And typically we wouldn't really assist or even investigate that, but we were asked to help escort some of the burn victims to the trauma center because I guess there was pretty bad injuries there, and there was a lot of traffic, obviously, with Memorial Day. So we assisted in just escorting some of those victims to the trauma center. But besides that, there was no incidents at all. I myself went to the beach with my boys, my family, to see the Air and Sea show. It was really nice to see all that. And I will say firsthand, it was a very peaceful crowd. So no incidents to report, luckily.
Lieutenant, when people see a car fire, it doesn't have to be a tanker. It could just be a car fire. And it started in the fire department. And you guys aren't there yet. We know a lot of people want to take out their phone and grab video to put it on social media. But what really should they be doing? Should they hold back? Should they go off to the side? What should they do?
You know, it's tough to say, Andy. There's always a chance for like a secondary explosion or any kind of, you know, secondary things that might happen from the initial fire. I'll tell you, if it's me and I get there and fire rescue's not there, I'm going to, you know, depending on the size of it, if it's still, I think, containable, which I've done in the past, like there's been like an engine compartment that's on fire and I got there before fire rescue did, I just brought out my fire extinguisher and just, you know, sprayed it and was able to end it there. Or sometimes under the car, if somebody like runs something over, like a, you know, piece of plastic or something, it might get stuck in the exhaust system and start a fire like that. So if it's small where, you know, you kind of have to use some judgment there. And if you think you can contain it, if you have the means of containing, if you have like a fire extinguisher, then maybe try to help. But if it's kind of too large, I would just say, you know, separate yourself from that. Get away from, because of that potential for those secondary explosions. And obviously, when that happens, you know, it's very dangerous. So I would say instead of recording, just get away from there if it's too big to contain.
Well, somebody's going to record. I mean, it's like a natural instinct now. I mean, you can't see something happening and then not record it. I mean, unless you don't have a cell phone. But
you're right about that.
Would you say it's kind of the same thing where, I know we've talked about it before, and I've seen this a lot recently. You got a pickup truck, and the only thing missing on the pickup truck is the sign on the side of it that says Sanford and Son, because it's got everything in the back of the pickup truck, and things could be falling out where you're just like going off to the side and getting away from it as soon as possible.
Right. Yeah.
Like, is that the thing to do?
Yeah, of course. Especially if you can tell. I mean, some people do things correctly as far as their load, and they secure it with ropes and straps and all that, and they'll put the you know, bright colored flags and stuff if it's overextending too much. But then you guys, some of the guys I think you're referring to are the guys that pick up maybe like metals and stuff for a living, or they'll pick up like these pallets and they have like a, you know, a huge tall amount that you can just tell it's like unsafe and it's like kind of moving along. And defensive driving, right? Just it means somebody's going to do something that's going to make you potentially crash or be involved in an incident. And if somebody is not securing their load like that, where you can see it's clearly not secured, I would say, yeah, call it in definitely and try to separate yourself from that. Because if that tips over, you know, it's going to hit your car. And, you know, again, but that's situational awareness, defensive driving, all the things we constantly preach to people, especially in South Florida.
Lieutenant, you just made me feel old because I referred to Sanford and Son and I thought you would laugh and you didn't. So you must not remember Sanford and Son.
No, I don't. I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Sanford and Son, I think it's like a moving company, right?
Oh, my gosh. Why did I do this to myself?
Gets worse.
Where's Wysocki when you need him? Lieutenant Camacho with the Florida Highway Patrol with us on the Andy Slater Show. That's my own fault. I did see you actually on the news, and it wasn't putting Antonio Brown in handcuffs. That was last week. You were doing a child safety awareness press conference. What does that exactly mean?
Child safety awareness, so many things when it comes to child safety vehicles, right? The main things that we focused on yesterday were the hot cars, right? Or the heat stroke, child heat stroke prevention, right? In vehicles. Basically, you know, we've heard the saying, you know, look before you lock, right? Never leave your child unattended in a car. But what stands out the most to me is that last year, 2024, 39 kids in the United States, 39 children died after being left in a car. That's the highest number in a single year ever recorded. So obviously we felt it was appropriate with summer upon us to just kind of bring that back and remind people, giving them some tips on what everybody can do to keep children safe this summer, right? Just mainly just checking the back seat of your car, right? You know, it's something as simple as leaving something back there. For women, you could leave your purse back there, or you could leave your tablet back there. You could leave your lunch back there. I mean, anything that'll just make you double check, you know what I mean? And we mentioned the Good Samaritan law, which is which is pretty important, right? It's not necessarily called the Good Samaritan law. It's just a law as it pertains to unattended vehicles, right? But what it does is it provides for the rescue, right, of any vulnerable person from a vehicle, right? So if you see, let's say you're in a parking lot and you see a child in the backseat of a car that's, you know, sweating, his cheeks are red, his car's not on, the windows are up, and it's, you know, it's a hot day. I would safe to say that that child is in imminent danger, right, from a heat stroke. And if the car's locked and you need to enter that vehicle, it's okay to do so by any means, by probably just breaking a window. But what the Good Samaritan law does is it gives people immunity, right? For anybody in a rescuing act like that, it gives you immunity from any damage caused to a vehicle in which a child is locked inside of, you know, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that. And it's not just for kids, is it? I mean, like, if you see a dog.
Of course. Yeah, any vulnerable person, right? Could be an older person. It could be a pet. Anybody that necessarily can't really kind of open the door themselves, you know what I mean? Or realize what's happening on their own. And they might need that assistance, right? So there's a few things you have. You know, if the car is locked, you can't open it the normal way. And there is obviously an imminent danger there. And then you got to take action. You got to rescue. You got to, let's say, you break a window. You're protected as far as, you know, damage wise. You don't have to worry about, you know, being sued or anything like that.
How about if they see like $50,000 in the back seat, you know, imminent danger of that money going
getting stolen?
Yeah, getting stolen. Like, you break the window and just grab it. Is that being a good Samaritan?
Just grab it for like safekeeping, not to actually steal it.
You got immunity. Lieutenant Camacho with the Florida Highway Patrol. I hope you get to watch an episode of Sanford and Son, because
I will.
Please do, because now I feel extremely old. Be safe out there, and thanks again for the time.
Thanks, Andy. We'll talk. See you.
Take care. Lieutenant Camacho with the Florida Highway Patrol. I knew the minute I said it, and he didn't laugh, because I thought it was funny. I'm like, he is not old enough to know about Sanford and Son. And you know what? I feel like that is, what's the word I'm looking for? Not sad, but it stinks, because Sanford and Son was so amazing. Like Lieutenant Camacho and so many other people didn't get to watch it. Now, I was watching like replays, but still, such a great show. So funny. I don't think they can get away with a lot of things that went on that show back then nowadays, but who knows? All right, that's all the time I got for this Wednesday afternoon. No show tomorrow. I'll be back with you on Friday. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.